And welcome back to the mini monologue. It's our little bonus episode in between our big episodes. My name is Cecilia. I'm joined by my co-host, Kelsey, because Riley had a conflict, was unable to make it.
Hi, everybody.
You just get us.
But this is going to be a fun mini monologue episode because we are talking about food.
Yes, so we are expanding our Flana Park and coming up with ideas for what kind of food are we serving in the park? What themes are we doing?
So on
go ahead.
I was just going to say, so on our previous episode where we talked about the Flana Park, we brainstormed what haunted houses we would have, or like what attractions, I guess, we would have. Now we're going to talk about what kind of food we would have.
Yes. I guess starting right off the bat, we'll go with Riley's suggestions. They sent us two since they couldn't be here.
What? I'll start with what actually happened for Hill House at Horror Nights, and then we can go into what we brainstormed.
Yes. So for those of you who are not familiar with Halloween Horror Nights, normally they're are themed foods and like drinks and stuff around the houses, correct?
Yes. I was just going to say with the intellectual properties, but not even just with those. Sometimes the original houses get their own themed food booths, but Haunting of Hill House was an intellectual property the year that it was there. It was a partnership between Netflix and Universal, and so it had a themed food booth with a themed menu, and I actually I got food there a couple times, but I looked up the menu so that I could like kind of mention everything and not forget anything, because it's been a while. It's been since like 2021. But there's something that I remember getting that is not listed on this menu. So I don't know if it's like the Mandela effect or if I'm misremembering or if it didn't get included in the list.
Maybe it was a secret item that you couldn't find online. You just had to find in the park.
Maybe. So I guess I'll start with the food. So usually what they do is they usually try to have like savory items and dessert items. It looks like the Hill House did not have a dessert. It's just savory and then alcoholic.
That drinks. Surprises me.
Yeah, so there was no dessert. So I don't know. We can speculate about what the dessert could have been. But they usually try to incorporate, like, there's like options that have meat, options that don't have meat, so that like if like a group is going and people have different types of food that they eat, they could all theoretically get food from one booth.
Smart.
So at the Hill House booth, so something that I do remember, it was called a jalapeno popper, but it's not what you normally think of. Like when I say jalapeno popper, it's like the breaded jalapeno that has the cream cheese in the middle, or it can be any kind of cheese, but like the breaded jalapeno. So it was not. It was like it was almost like a grilled cheese sandwich that had like pieces of jalapeno in it. It was very spicy, but it was good. I like spicy, so I thought it was really good.
This was one of their food options that they offered for the
For Hill House. Okay. Which I remember at the actual event, the like jalapeno grilled cheese was called Luke's grilled cheese, but it says on the menu here that Luke's grilled cheese was just a regular grilled cheese sandwich. But I remember ordering the Luke's grilled cheese and it had jalapenos on it.
Yeah,
so
maybe that was like something they just added in last minute where you could choose to make it spicy or not. I'm trying to figure out like what is the theme, like why a grilled cheese besides I guess kids like grilled cheese.
I mean since it's Luke's, like something easy. Another thing,
something you would get in rehab. I don't know.
Well, it made me think of like Little Luke, because you see more of the, I mean, even though the house did jump across timelines, you see more of like the
kid versions.
Kid version. Yeah, it's more of that timeline. So there was the Luke's grilled cheese, which I had, and it was very good. Then there was a stuffed brisket grilled cheese, brisket, pepper jack cheese, onions, tomatoes on country loaf bread. So I'm not a vegetarian, but I'm not the biggest fan of meat. Like, my fiance yeah. will have to like coerce me to like have brisket and protein and stuff like that. So I did not try this, but I mean, it sounds good. But then I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I live in Texas, so I don't know how well Universal Studios in Orlando does barbecue, but, you know, maybe.
They at the Hollywood one last year, they had like a Leatherface like barbecue place, and that mm-hmm. was pretty decent. So,
see, that makes sense though, because it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, theme. Texas barbecue. I'm not really sure where brisket and grilled cheese come from. For, well, I guess the grilled cheese we mentioned because it's like the kids, and that's like a kid friendly
kids yeah. food.
But I don't know where the brisket comes from Haunting of Hill House.
It's a choice.
Yeah. Okay. So then there was the jalapeno popper, which was a bacon wrapped stuffed jalapeno poppers with cheddar cheese on country loaf. So maybe this was. That sounds closer to what I remember them calling the Luke's grilled cheese. But it was like a grilled cheese that had jalapenos in it. So I don't know. I don't remember. I remember something different, so I don't know.
Huh.
And then the vegetarian, or I think it's technically vegan option, was, I'm probably going to butcher this, tempeh Reuben and sauerkraut. Tempeh Swiss cheese sauerkraut Thousand Island dressing on rye bread. I don't know that fits in.
This is so confusing to me.
I don't know. So I'm not entirely sure how the food options fit in. The drinks do make more sense, though. The drink that was offered was called the Poison Tea Party. It was served in like a little tiny, like clear teacup. Cute. And it was Meyer's Original Dark Rum with Honest Tea and half lemonade, blue curacao. Theme park drinks always have blue curacao, even if it doesn't call for it. Somebody said that, like, Disney and Universal must, like, own stock in, like, blue curacao production plants or something. Because anytime there's, like, a new theme park drink, it's in there.
So funny.
Huckleberry, lemon, a dash of allspice bitters, topped with a dehydrated orange, so it was all fancy, and then served chilled. Which the poison
great.
Tea party, it was very good. It was very strong. Like, I'm admittedly, like, have a low tolerance when it comes to alcohol, so I could only handle, like, one a night, but It was very cute, and then I did the whole thing, like, pinky out, like, when Nellie's drinking from her tea party. But that does make sense because there's a big scene. I mean, obviously, like, in the series, there's the whole, like, poison tea party scene. But, like, there was a whole big scene in the house where, like, you walk into a room and then, like, the Olivia Scare actor, like, jumps at you with, like, the tray with the teacups. And then you see, like, the table with the kid sitting at the table. So, I mean, that makes sense because it's in the house. I don't know. The brisket, I don't know. That was a choice. The sauerkraut, I don't know. But, like, normally they do a better job of theming than that. But so I guess I would give the drink 10 out of 10. And then the food, it was yummy, but it doesn't go with the theme. So maybe, like, 6 out of 10.
Do you think maybe, like, sometimes they focus so much on the drinks that they're just like, well, we have to have a brisket sandwich somewhere. Where do we put it? And, like, I guess Hill House is just the last place we could possibly put it. Why not?
Maybe. Or sometimes they get a little too inventive with the food to the point where it's not really edible. Like, there was a...
Oh, no.
There was, like, an item in the... I need to look up what this was, and we'll have to come back to it. It was in, like, the Chucky food booth, like, 2 years ago. And it was, like, I think it mixed, like, sweet and savory to the point where people were like, this is, like, not like, it looked cool, but they're like, it's not edible. So, okay. So what is the first property that we think we should talk about, and what kind of food offerings would make sense?
I think we stay on Hill House.
Okay, so if we were going to make thematically appropriate food, what do you think it should be?
I mean, I feel like they should make the Hell House like food stall based around like a like high tea, like a tea party, so they could keep the drink the same. They could do like cakes. I mean, they could do like a wedding cupcake for like Nell.
That, yes, yes. And they could even, they could make it all like, 1 year they did like a Bride of Frankenstein little mini cake where it looked like a little wedding cake, but then it was like kind of like all decorated to look kind of like decrepit. Or no, was it Bride of Frankenstein? It might have been. There was also last year there was like a museum house, and the whole theme was that the museum had gotten this new artifact called the Rotting Stone, and it was making everything rot. So that might have been what that, it might have been, that might have been the wedding cake one where it looked, it kind of looked, it like it had fondant and ganache and stuff on it to make it look all rotten. So I feel like they could have done, they could have made like a creepy like wedding cake kind of thing.
Yeah. So I think, cause I don't know. I don't think like savory necessarily when I think of Hill House. So I think that you could just really lean into like the tea party aspect and just base, make things based around that. That you could still do like grilled cheeses and just cut them into shapes and
yeah the grilled cheese would still fit into that very well because it could be like a finger sandwich. I'm gonna pause that for a second because I found what that that ooh, hideous
yes so, what was it?
So I can't find a picture of it. Oh yeah, there is a picture, so I can show. Okay, I'll show the picture first.
Okay,
very excited. So this is from, there's like a specific like Horror Nights fandom wiki. I feel like a lot of fandoms have like a specific wiki. So usually it's credited where it comes from. This is not, so I'm not sure. But this is the burger. Ooh. It's called the Good Guys Burger. And okay. Then this
I get the concept.
All right. It is so a beef burger with crispy pork belly, cheddar cheese sauce, pickled jalapenos. Great. So you've got the savory parts that you would normally expect in a burger. But then the bun is made out of donuts.
Dumb.
And the red that is supposed to give it the bloody effect is red icing.
No, ew.
And it's topped with fruity cereal, like Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles.
I feel like it was so easy for them to make every element of this savory. And if they really want to do sweet, they could just do a glaze on the pork belly. Why? No.
Or I think what they could have done if they wanted to, because I get what they were trying to do, like with the red icing and the fruity cereal and stuff. They were trying to make it like very colorful. But they could have just made this a whole dessert thing. And then it could have been, it could have looked like a burger, but instead of like meat, it was like brownie or something in the middle, or like that chocolate cake or something in the middle. Yeah. They could have, but anyway, yeah, that was, so at least the stuff that was at the Hill House booth, even though it was not on theme, it was edible, and it was good. It just was not thematically appropriate, so.
Yeah, that's disgusting. No, thank you. Okay. Big swing and a miss.
So, yeah, so I think we figured out, so Hill House. Yeah, they could keep the grilled cheese, make it like finger sandwiches. They could have added, because it was missing a dessert. Usually the food booths, they try to have like, there's like something, there's usually something savory with meat, something savory that's like vegan or vegetarian. And then there's like something sweet. And then there's a drink. Lately, they've been doing mocktails also. So there's like the alcoholic drink. And then you can also get like a fancy drink that sometimes is like different. I mean, obviously it's different because it doesn't have the alcohol, but sometimes it's a different theme entirely.
It's not just the same drink with no alcohol. It's actually like a completely different drink.
So that's something that, that they've been doing a lot more the last couple years. So I feel like if they did Hill House again, the menu would probably look like that. But this was, I don't know the full history on like the food booths and stuff like that. So maybe it was like early enough in the run that they were like, we're just going to theme the building and like give it a themed drink and then just call it a day.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to look at, like the evolution of like the food in the parks.
So that's Hill House. And then what were the, so Riley wanted us to talk about which property?
Haunting of Bly Manor.
Okay.
And Riley thinks that there should be Shepherd's Pie.
Yeah.
It's English, makes sense. Mm-hmm. And lemon strawberry cake, which also makes sense. So, yeah, you could do like a pubby kind of feel, I feel like, for Bly, where you can have, you know, some pub food and then dessert can be the lemon strawberry cake, which would probably also make a really good drink.
I feel like Bly would be fairly easy because Owen was a chef. And so you could, like, theme it after, like, Owen's kitchen.
Owen's restaurant.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess, you could theme it after his restaurant.
But, yeah, it could be based around the kitchen of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Bly is pretty easy because there is a chef. And it's English, so you can just have it, like, English kind of style food.
And then I wonder what kind of...
I mean, the moonflower has got to be like a drink, right? Or like moonflower cookies, something along those lines.
I could see the moonflower being like, I feel like that would make a good like mocktail where it's like really fancy, but maybe doesn't have alcohol in it. Like maybe you have like the flower or something, the petals or something that it's go on the top.
Florally, like lavendery kind of taste.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe something for like the Lady of the Lake or that whole, cause the lake that ends up being a big part of it.
Yeah. Maybe they make glasses where it's a lady at the bottom. So the more you drink it, the more the lady comes out of the lake. It's perfect.
They have done,
we could put her in soup bowls too. Oh, I just hit my mic.
For Jaws anniversaries, they've done, I don't have it to show, but I have, it was like a souvenir, like fish bowl. And then it was like red velvet cake with like blue icing. So as you mixed it up and started eating it, it made it look like a bloody ocean.
That's great. I love a gimmick kind of food. I think it was like Outback had some sort of Shark Week drink where like the shark had some sort of bread something and you like, I almost went to Outback to get it because I was like, I love a theme.
They, my favorite place to get a drink in like all of Universal, I'm trying to think if there's one in Hollywood. Yeah, I think this is going to be inclusive of all of them in the U.S.
Oh, great.
Is in the original Studios Park in Florida, like not Islands of Adventure, the main Universal Studios Florida, over in the area where the Jaws ride used to be, they kept the Alcatraz, like Jaws-themed bar. And there's a drink called the Shark Attack, and it's a little embarrassing to order because like they like the bartender will mix your drink and then they pull out like a shark hand puppet and they do like the Jaws theme when they're like adding in the last little pieces of garnish to the drink, and then they put like a gummy shark on top and then they give it to you, so it makes a spectacle, like basically like you can't order that drink and be shy about it. So there have been a couple times when I'm like, I want this but I don't want the attention brought to me, but it is very good.
Oh man, and that's
I want one. We're going September 10th September 10th for Horror Nights, so I'm like, I need to get one.
You should. Okay, that's great.
So, yeah, so maybe the Lady of the Lake could be something like that.
Yeah, I think that sounds great. They just dump her in there, like, good luck. okay, I feel like that's...
That's like, Bly.
Yeah, that's Bly.
Midnight Mass.
It's got to be some sort of, like...
Seafood?
See, this is where I think you... Yeah, it's got to be seafood, and, like, it's got to be a potluck, right? So it's got to be, like, picnic-y food.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this one, I feel like you could easily, like, take the Texas Chainsaw, like, the Leatherface one, and kind of turn it into the, but just add some seafood, like, some shrimps and stuff to it as well.
Like, they could do, like, a, during Mardi Gras at Universal, they always have, like, a food booth that has, like, you can get, like, a little, I don't know what it's called, is it, like, Low Country Boil, where it has the potatoes and the corn and the...
Oh, yeah, the, in the bag.
So, yeah, you can get something like that, bags. But like in a bowl kind of. So it's like, it reminds me of like Joe's Crab Shack, but like mini. They do those at one of the food booths. So I feel like that would work because it's a fishing island. Like we see
for sure.
A lot of them are fishermen. So something like that. Oh, Another thing that would be really morbid, but that could be done right. So last year at Horror Nights, I think it was last year, and currently at Dark Universe, so if anybody goes to Epic Universe, they have these things. They're basically like charred, but they don't taste charred, like blackened, I guess, jalapeno poppers kind of. And inside is like cheese and jalapeno. But I think when they had them at Horror Nights, they were called like nuggets from hell or something like that. I'm not sure what they're – I can't remember what they're called at Epic Universe now. But it's like that was a limited thing and people liked it so much that they fitted in with the theming there. But I feel like that could come – like all the like Riley burning up. And
oh, yeah, yeah. Riley's last ride.
That would be so morbid, but thematically it would fit. And like it is a tasty food item. So
well, and all the drinks have to – this is a problem. You have to try not to be blasphemous, right? Because you don't want to piss off the Catholic Church. So like – you could have like a first communion drink that is like the rat poison. I guess first communion is not really the right word for it, but like
and just communion.
Communion.
They probably have to change the name to like avoid offending people.
They could have a red drink and call it like the Joe Coley and like have it like because he was one of the first people to get eaten.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good one. they could do definitely they would have to do I mean they did the poison tea party, so they would have to do something along with like the vampire vampire blood drink or something, or the angel blood.
Yeah, I feel like they could do like an angel, like one is a mocktail and one is just like regular, so like the angel's blood and then like the Bev's secret. I don't know.
And then what would we do for – so we have the savory with, like, the barbecue and the seafood and the nuggets from hell. And then we have drink ideas. What would the dessert be for Midnight Mass?
Oh, that's a great question. What? Huh.
I'm trying to think –
They just have rock candy that looks like broken windshield glass.
That would be like more morbid than the burnt ice cream. Nuggets.
Yeah, it'd be really dark. What could be?
I'm trying to think of like, because I feel like Erin is the character that is not really represented in any of the things that we've done so far.
Oh,
so
it's gotta. She's a teacher, right? So it's gotta be something with apples, right?
Oh yeah, that could be cute.
Maybe like a candied apple, although that might work better for like an Oculus.
Yeah. That would definitely be for Oculus. Maybe like this is majorly a reach, but maybe like saltwater taffy something, since it's like I'm just trying to think.
Oh,
of like,
yeah, I think saltwater taffy is a great idea. Saltwater taffy, and just name it like after one of the characters.
Or, like, have that be, like, the topper for – because, like, they – at, like, the food booths, they love to kind of mix things, as we saw by the Chucky Burger. So, I don't know, maybe, like, a dessert, like, a cake or, like, a little cake or something that has
– call it pregnancy cravings.
Or I don't know. And then maybe, like, some sort of, like, soft serve, but I don't know what that would be themed after.
Yeah, lobster ice cream, saltwater taffy. It's perfect.
Have you ever had, I know they have those in LA because this is where I first tried it, salt and straw ice cream.
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
And they do the, like, savory, like, they had, like, Thanksgiving and it was, like gravy and turkey flavored or something.
I don't think I've tried one of the, like, crazy, crazy flavors like that, like the savory ones, but they get a lot.
I haven't
of good
either, but they always make the news. Like, I think they did one that was, like, beetroot flavored or something, and it was, like, if people made it into this, like, clickbait thing of, like, would you eat this? But
you can try it. They let you try everything. So.
Yeah. So that's Midnight Mass.
Midnight Mass, perfect. What a Dr. Sleep. Just a Jack and Coke, and that's it.
Well, okay, Oculus, the app, the caramel, or like the candy apple.
Yeah, like a candied apple, I think is great.
That would be perfect.
They could make a realistic light bulb looking cake. That would be fun.
Oh, or they could do, I'm like trying to tie it back to things that have been done so that I know that they could be. For A Quiet Place, you could get an alcoholic drink that was inside of like a light bulb cup.
Oh, that's perfect. They can do that for Oculus. So
they can do that for the drink, and then like the candy apple or the caramel apple or something. I think candy apple, because then it makes a crunch. And so that that could be the dessert. So what would be the savory thing for Oculus?
Just they serve you food on the floor in a dark. I'm trying to think of like what's a something.
Maybe
this is like the vegan, the more the vegetarian place, because like they put all the plants out because the mirror like sucks all the life out of plants. So maybe some sort of like salads, like fancy salad.
I could see, I feel like Oculus works more for like drinks and desserts. Like I can't think of anything in that movie that would lend itself well to like an entree.
Yeah, I think this is just your drink stop, your drink stop, and then you get a couple, like, sweet things.
So, Oculus, and
I think Dr. Sleep could be fun to do, like, dry ice drinks with, because of the steam.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be cool. They could make, like, a True Knot something drink.
Oh, and then, they could like, do, with- like, something, because the girl in the very beginning, who's also in Hill House, they say she tastes like flowers, so they can have some sort of, like, flower drink. And they could have a baseball boy drink.
Yeah, there'd have to be like a baseball boy something. Let's see.
Baseball boy breadstick.
Baseball boy breadstick.
But yeah, there's so many.
And they could do, this would be kind of basic, but and maybe a little too on the nose, but they could do like a cookie or something. And then the icing is like, it's like the wall that gets smashed with the, or like the board.
Yeah, I think they could definitely do that. I think it'd be fun too, like the chalkboard and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good idea. I can't think of like Dr. Sleep. I feel like it's also not. It might also be just like a drink stop kind of a thing, especially if you theme it like the Overlook. Make it kind of based around maybe just the bar.
Yeah, I mean, and they could always just, like, throw in random entrees. Like, one of my, like, favorite, like, things I was not expecting to like, but at the Insidious booth last year, it was, like, toast with, like, eggs over easy, and they just called it, like, eggs in the further, and it had nothing to do
That's great.
With, like, Insidious, but it was actually really good. So they could just throw in like some random dish like that and just give it a name that connects to the property.
And the True Knot, they're always like camping, right? So you could do camping stuff. Like they had those the Stay Puft marshmallow s'mores last year. They could do something with that. Apparently I just really like sweet because I was like, what's savory? I guess just hot dogs.
Or, like, another thing that I thought of was for The Last of Us that you could get, it was, like, the rations can. And I think it was, like, beans Smart. And Franks and beans or something like that inside of it. But people always love when it's, like, an item that has something that you can take home because you could take home, like, the Fedra can or, like, the
That's
light bulb
container
from the A Quiet Place.
Do they announce food ahead of time?
Do but not super ahead of time. Like so all of the houses now are out. They've been out for I want to say a couple weeks. The Orlando starts sooner than Hollywood. The first night in Orlando is August 29th, this year. People always make a big, it annoys me so much. People always make a big deal about like they're announcing the dates, and it's like Orlando always starts the Friday of Labor Day. So whatever the Friday of Labor Day is,
that's even when it's starting.
Even if it's August, that's when it's starting. And it always goes until the Sunday after Halloween. So there have been times when it's gone all the way until like November 5th, and people are like, why is it still going? How? And it's like, because that
works
the Sunday
off
after
of the
Halloween.
Same schedule every year.
There was like this like wannabe influencer that jumped on the bandwagon this year, and he was like arguing with me about it. Like he was like, you can't be saying this, it hasn't been announced. And it's like, it's the same.
It's
every year.
It would be like if you said what day election year fell on, like the election day fell on, and people are like, you can't say that, the government hasn't announced it. It's like, election day is the same every year. It falls on the same Tuesday every year. Like,
but back to the reason why we got on that tangent is the Orlando event, sorry, my dog was barking, so
that's okay. Here.
The Orlando event will start August 29th. My guess is that like menus will probably start coming out maybe a week before. So the day, which I've been a little out of the Horror Nights news lately because of like medical personal stuff. So don't yell at me, like people that are listening to this, if like something is slightly off. But the way that it typically works is, so we'll have opening night. Usually the starting last year, the night before opening night is like a premium night where you pay significantly more, but it's also significantly less crowded because of the price point.
Yeah.
So, and it's a lot of like influencers, wannabe influencers that want to be first. So that will probably be the 28th. Usually media, it used to be that like team member and media night was like before that. Or like it used to be like right before, but now because of that, I think it's pushed back a little bit. So I think team member preview is probably going to be like August 27th or 26th.
Okay.
Media night is probably going to be in there too. Possibly the, I don't know. I'm not sure if it'll be the day before or after team member, but basically like it'll be earlier in the week. And when they have media night and stuff is usually when we start getting the menus, because the like really big, like Disney food blog. I actually cannot think of any big, like, cause Inside Universal is another one that will post stuff, but I mean, that is Universal's podcast. So that's not really a separate entity. But that's when all of those like big people with like hundreds of thousands of millions of followers will
It usually gets disseminated not by the park, but by the people that are like first on the ground, kind of.
Yes, because they'll start setting up the food booth sooner, but they usually try to make an effort to cover up the menu boards. So like you can see like the scare zones and stuff like that, that stuff is starting to go up now. So like we can see like, oh, this like there's one scare zone this year in Orlando that looks really cool. It's like kind of like conservatory, like gargoyle stained glass kind of theme.
Okay.
So those props have been up for a while. So you can see those like even during the daytime when the event is not going on. And then you'll start seeing like the style, like the building style of the food booths, but they usually try to cover the menu. So it'll come out. Yeah. About this is like an incredibly long-winded answer for the very short answer of about a week or so before the event.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay, I'm excited to see what themes they have.
Yeah, the IPs this year are fall. They've got to have like a drink that's like the irradiated something.
They've
got to
have like a Nuka-Cola drink for sure, right?
Yeah, and that's something. So when the TV show, when the first season of the Fallout TV show came out, they had a big activation at South by Southwest. And they had like, they made like Nuka-Cola bottles, and I think you could buy it in stores for a little bit, which I never saw it in stores, but
I remember seeing the Quantum ones, the blue ones in the stores for like a very short time.
Yeah, that well that 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 was it. I don't think there were the red ones, but I know Eric
Yeah.
went to the he had a South by Southwest badge, so he went to the activation and he like brought us home like
Aww.
a bunch of bottles of the Nuka Cola. So I got to try it that way.
How was it?
It was good. It was like a peach kind of flavored.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Interesting.
it wasn't just like regular soda. It was like fruity.
Interesting. Okay.
So I have a feeling they'll probably do something like that. Let's see, the other IPs. The WWE one is throwing me off. I don't know what they're gonna do for wrestling. That one seems like a very that one shocked me when people first started talking about that on the spec maps. And then let's see. We have Five Nights at Freddy's. That one's gonna be fun. There's gotta be pizza.
It's
Like
gotta
how
be pizza,
like
for
when they did
sure.
Stranger Things and they had the Surfer Boy pizza. It's gotta be pizza. And then they could do some like really like creative dessert thingies too, because it's all just arcade themed.
Yeah.
And then Jason Universe. So like slasher. That barbecue would make sense for that one because it's a
They might,
slasher.
and they might bring back the the s'mores and maybe just have
Oh.
a different marshmallow design to it.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. And then so Fallout, Five Nights at Freddy's, Jason Universe, WWE. I feel like I'm forgetting something.
I haven't looked at the line. I haven't looked at the lineup
And
at
then
all.
Hollywood this year also gets Poltergeist, which is something that we don't get. So,
But you'll get to see it.
I'll get to see it because I get to do both this year. And I get to see Japan's houses, which Japan is like Chucky, and then some, there's like some horror like stuffed animal that everybody in the Horror Nights Discord was like going crazy about.
Labubu.
No, it's not Labubu. It's not Labubu. It's like a teddy bear, I think, that's like a horror themed.
Is
I don't.
it Teddy Ruspin?
No, it was I don't know. I don't know if it's like based. I don't think it's based on an anime, although there is a lot of anime stuff at the Universal Japan.
That makes sense.
But I think this is just like a kawaii character. Like
Okay.
I know that there's like a lot of like things that are popular there just 'cause they're cute, so I don't know.
I'm looking it up, Japanese.
It's like starts with an H, I think, is the name of like the teddy
Universal
bear.
Bear. That's not how you spell bear.
There's probably people like listening to this that are like yelling at me, like, it's called that. And it's like, I'm so like, yesterday I was listening to a,
Hamikuma?
yeah, I'd never heard of
It
it
looks
until I
like
was looking at
it
the Horror
is
Nights
made
stuff.
specifically for Horror Nights. Okay, that's fun. Hami means sticking out.
Oh, okay.
Cool. All right, cool. Protruding bear, sticking out.
Okay.
Sounds good. Not Chauncey from
Although that would there were so many people that were like, "Oh my God, they need to do." So there'd been a rumor that there was going to be a Megan House, but I don't think that'll ever happen
Well,
now that the second movie kind of
they're doing the Blumhouse, the terror tram again, aren't they?
in Hollywood. They
In
don't do
Hollywood.
that
Okay.
in Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're doing that in Hollywood, but there was a rumor that Orlando was going to get a Megan themed house. Like this was like months ago.
Yeah.
And then when the Megan 2.0 came out and bombed, so I'm like, I think that was
Probably
it.
scratched. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like people are like, oh, definitely they're gonna do like a Black Phone sequel next year. And it's like, but the
If it
if
does
it
well
does
in
okay,
theaters, maybe.
and I don't know even because it comes out, I think it comes out, is it like, I think it comes out November or December.
Yeah, it comes out, I think, after Halloween. Or does it?
It comes out like more like wintry, I think.
Let's see.
Because I
Black.
like if they were gonna do it, I think they would have done it this year. Like how with Exorcist Believer, the house opened before the movie came out, which I mean was fine because that the house for that ended up being way better than the movie. So we don't talk about the movie. We don't talk about Bruno.
Apparently Black Phone 2 comes out October 17th. So they must have, I think they might have moved it up because I think it was initially scheduled later. But my guess is maybe they want to get it into that like Halloween month.
I wonder if this could have nothing to do with it, because I don't know how any of that stuff works. But I wonder if because Megan 2.0 did so badly, if they're like, oh, we need a win, so let's try to put this in Halloween time.
Yeah, I don't – probably. According to this random thing from IMDb, which I'm not going to click on it. It's just a headline. Apparently, it was supposed to come out in June, and they moved it back 4 months. I don't know. I'd have to really kind of look at it, because I honestly just can't remember.
Yeah, I always thought that it was coming out more in, like, November or December. But, I mean, I could be wrong.
Yeah, we'll see. I liked the first Black Phone, but I get why a lot of people didn't like it. I'm intrigued to see the second one. I like that they seem to just be kind of leaning very different and supernatural even more. So I'm kind of ready for it. So
I liked the first one. I liked the movie much more than I did the Horror Nights house.
Yeah.
Which...
I mean, how much could you do with the house? He's just in the room for most of it, isn't he? He's just in the basement for most of the movie.
Yeah, which I mean, in Hollywood, it could have been different, but ours was like a split with the first. So we have the awful Fast and Furious ride that like nobody likes, except for my little cousin when he was like 5. He liked it because trucks, but nobody likes it.
Man.
So they close. They make part of the ride queue that is not used because, let's be honest, nobody waits in line for that ride. They turn that into Horror Nights space. But they have to, like, the houses have to kind of be split because there is a part in between where you have to, like, go outside. So, last year, it was one house, and I think they just, like, added, like, an outside show scene. But for Blumhouse, the year that they did Black Phone, they chose to make the split be two different movies. So the beginning was Freaky, and then the second part was Black Phone. And I really liked the Freaky part in the beginning.
I like that movie. It's good.
And then we went into the Black Phone, which I've heard from people, like from insiders, that it was changed. So originally there was supposed to be like the grabber, like there's supposed to be grabber scare actors that were going to be out in the space when you like are going between houses, because you kind of do have to like, you go through one half and then sometimes you might have to wait in a little bit of a line before you can go in the other one. So they were going to have like a grabber scare actor there, like terrorizing the people in the line, which that would have been kind of cool, but they didn't do that. And then I feel like they cut a lot of the scare actors from the Orlando Black Phone part. Because at least when I went through, it was mostly like static figures.
It didn't
feel like there were that many scare actors, which, I mean, Hollywood could have been different. Because I know like last year people were saying that Insidious at Hollywood was terrible. And in Orlando, it was like the top house. So just because the same IP exists on both coasts, I mean, there can be a big difference in quality.
I mean, they're working with different spaces. So it's the houses are bound to be different.
And the creative directors are different, too. So, I mean, even though it's the same property, it could have, like, a different treatment. Like, it's not the, like, it's not room to room to room, like, the same.
Yeah.
So we got way off topic.
That's all right. I'm trying to think. I think that's pretty much, like, the only...
Those are the major ones, I think.
Yeah. You could do steak and potatoes for Gerald's Game.
Follow the House of Usher. We have to, because every year when the spec maps come out, people are like, this is going to be a Horror Nights. So
I don't like, what do you, what barbecue? Because they all turn into goo. like I'm trying to think of like what food do you do for Usher? Everything is just kind of really bloody and gory. So maybe having some sort of heart
item. That would be really cool if they're like able to do some sort of like dessert thingy where it like the heart looks like it's beating or something. I don't know how they would do that.
I mean,
that
they could just really cool. do like some sort of like pill bottle for the for the drinks, a big pill bottle.
I feel like they could make like really fancy cocktails for Fall of the House of Usher, like yeah. because all of the like siblings are so like extravagant and stuff. Like
you could have one based on like every character. But as far as food goes, that's a little, just because the show is so gross. Like, what do you serve people that isn't just like a sweet thing that you can make look gross?
The nuggets from hell would work well for that one too. Just like the burnt, the oh, like, looks
yeah, see, charred. That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. The nuggets are good. Something with a cat.
Oh. I mean, that could be, like, a dessert. Like, a... I don't know. When all else fails, cookies are always good.
We like always love cookies.
Whenever they have a Universal Monsters House that features the mummy, they always have some sort of, like, amulet cookie or something.
Yeah, I'd have to do more thinking if we're gonna do... savory for Usher. I feel like the sweet is easy, and the drinks I feel like are easy because Verna can have a drink, got like the devil's deal as a drink. Mm-hmm. You know, like
I feel there's... like barbecue would work.
Barbecue might actually work really well.
I mean, like
there's a lot of body horror, so
you could take the Hill House route and do like brisket or something.
Yeah, Katie Parker's My Kids Left Me Brisket. Full name.
I think we covered the major ones. I feel like that's a pretty good assortment of, like, food items.
Yeah, I feel like, and you can kind of work in other things, I feel like. But yeah, I feel like those are all the big themey ones. So our park sure is coming along.
So we've done haunted houses, we've done food. Oh, we can do rides
for sure. I think rides are what we have to do next.
That'll have to be the next installment. I feel like imagine if somebody like actually built this and like incorporated all of our ideas. This would be, it'd be a hot mess, but in the best way.
Oh, it would be great. We'd make so much money.
Flaniverse Park.
Flana Park. That'll work for now. We'll think of something. I feel like we can come up with something better, but I feel like mm-hmm. that's a good placeholder.
All right. Well, this has been a very creative mini episode.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch y'all next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.